This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the What's on Your Mind show. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennen this morning. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on this Black Friday, whatever it is you are doing. If you're on the tractor getting some real work done today or just sitting behind a microphone like myself, whatever your day has in store, hope it's a great day for you. Hope you had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving and we're able to slow down a little bit. Isn't that the deal? We just rush from one thing to the next. That's why I love Thanksgiving so much. It's a day just to slow down and give thanks to the good Lord for the ways that He has blessed us and taken care of us. And what a great day it was yesterday for us to have both of our kids. We got one child down in the Twin Cities at the University of Minnesota, and he came back home. And great to have everybody back in the house for the day. So lots of fun there. And we are live at West Acres Mall in Fargo today and just kind of taking in the sights and the sounds of the holiday season. And when we were here at about 5 a.m., there really wasn't much in the way of activity getting ready for the show this morning, but things have definitely picked up a lot more traffic, and a lot of people looks like have found some good deals because there are a lot of people carrying bags around, so that's always a good thing for the retailers here at the West Acres Mall. And we've got a lot to do here for you in this second hour of the program today, but really we've just got open phone lines here for most of the hour. Got a couple of little things to do here and there along the way, but nothing much at all. So we'd like to hear your comments today. Al Franken has come out and said that he does not plan to resign from the United States Senate. Now there are four women who have accused him of misdoings, misbehavior, misconduct sexually against them. And so there are calls even from people in his own party now for him to resign. What do you think about that? You can give us a call here on the program at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550 and let us know your thoughts about that. And love to hear your thoughts there. Al Franken says that he will not resign. He says, I can still be effective for the state of Minnesota. I want to apologize and let people know I'm sorry that I've let anybody down, but I will work hard to regain your trust. So what do you think about that? You can let us know about that. Or if you want to brag about the holiday deals you found shopping today, if you had your sights set on something you saw in the circular that came in the paper yesterday and you were able to nab one of those bad boys before anybody else did, we'd be glad to hear from you as well. Whatever's on your mind today, that's the name of the show. What's on your mind? Let us know what you're thinking about today. This hour of the program brought to you in part by PetraServe USA. And PetraServe USA has got some great deals for you here during the month of November. Now, the month is ticking away, so you got to move pretty quickly. But the deal that I like here, now we're talking about winter months, any size coffee or hot chocolate, just 99 cents at PetraServe USA. PetraServe USA, as we always tell you, they help America fuel better. All right, we've got a few folks that want to chime in on the conversation today. You can call us on our recorded line, 800-855-200-1776, press extension 1, and leave your comments for us there. And that's what one of our fine listeners has decided to do for us this morning.
I just wanted to call him from Minnesota about Al Franken and how he is, as far as his chances of being reelected, I think are pretty much nil. I see it like this. Being a woman, I think that if you can't listen to your constituents, which are the people that you are either working for, or people working for you, or the people in your state of Minnesota, then I don't think that you have any right representing them.
Yeah, thanks for the comments there. And I believe that caller speaks for a lot of people. This is something, it just looks so bad. And for Al Franken to be someone who has been out front talking a lot about women's rights and standing up for women in our society and then have this photo, it just, every time I think about it, makes me cringe how bad it looked for him. For him to get caught kind of doing that and with the subject material that we're talking about is going to be really hard for him to recover. I don't know if he'll be able to continue being effective in his position. There are a lot of people that say that it's going to be tough. And when you're one of only two U.S. senators from your state you got to carry the load. You got to do some real work, and that's going to be very difficult for him. I guess the question I might throw out to all of you listening today is, do you feel differently about Roy Moore versus Al Franken, or do you see them very similarly? A lot of people have said both of them should step out, that you've got someone in Alabama who has a number of women having allegations against him, and now we've got, you know, the difference in my mind is there's some proof here with the Al Franken thing, which I don't see with the Roy Moore situation. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things, but there's not proof there. Now, he might be guilty of being a creep. I don't know, but we have proof of Al Franken in a different way than we do, I think, with Roy Moore. So what do you think? Are they different? Should both of them get out? Should both of them stay in? We'd sure be glad to take your comments on that today. You can call us live on the phone at, you can call us toll free at 1-800. Where's that number? There it is. 1-800-228-0550, or you can call locally 701-258-0550 and let us know what you think about that. Folks, if you're looking for a great gift idea, something that maybe you haven't done before for somebody that seems to have everything, how about a new pillow? Now, not just any pillow. We're talking about a MyPillow, and MyPillow makes the best pillow for human beings. But if you want to spoil your pets, how about the pet pillow from MyPillow as well? This is the first pet bed, says Shell, that my dog loves. She wouldn't sleep on any of her other beds we bought. We picked up the large MyPillow pet bed for her. We've had it a few months. The only problem now is we got to buy a couple smaller ones because the minute she gets up, one of my cats takes over the bed. And so Shell says this is a must-buy. And right now you can get 50% off. It's buy one, get one on pillows, and 50% off anything else you buy at MyPillow.com. A 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you do. You go online to MyPillow.com and type in promo code Scott, S-C-O-T-T, and Scott Hennon's got a great deal worked out with the folks at MyPillow so that you can enjoy a great pillow. What a great gift idea for the holidays. I mean, why not give somebody the gift of sleep? That's about as good as it gets. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will definitely help you out there. So give them a call. You can call them as well, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or go on to the website. Hey, it's always fun when we're doing this show and we have people chime in with their texts and emails, let us know that they're listening and what they think about. And I want to say welcome and thank you to Chief Dan Donlin from the Bismarck Police Department. He said, thank you for recognizing Trooper Allen's sacrifice on Thanksgiving Day while everybody else was in the safety of their homes in the presence of their families. Trooper Allen and thousands of other officers were patrolling their communities to keep them safe. I appreciate your acknowledgement of our local heroes as well as your station's ongoing support of law enforcement. Signed, Chief Dan Donlin from Bismarck, Chief of Police. Chief Donlin, thank you, sir. It's an honor that you're listening to our program, and we very much say thank you to you and all of your colleagues across your department and statewide as well. On our morning drive news program in Fargo yesterday, I had a chance to talk to Captain Brian Neewin from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. He was working that day. And, yeah, a bad day for some of us means you get a paper cut or a meeting doesn't go as planned. A bad day in law enforcement means you may not come home to your family at the end of it. And we will never take for granted here on this program or any of the stations that carry this program that commitment that law enforcement makes. So thank you, Chief Donlin, for listening, and thanks for the good word this morning. Mike in Pahrump, Minnesota, wants to comment this morning on Al Franken. But first, let's go to Dean. Dean is on the line, and he would like to give us some comments this morning. Hi, Dean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Dean. What is on your mind this morning? And thank you, by the way, for holding for a few minutes for us.
Sure. Yeah, I was just going to comment on Al Franken. You know, I would never vote for the guy, but I don't think he should resign. I think that should be up to his next election. I mean, if he'd have done something, yeah, you know, maybe Ms. Sweden could have charged him with something, probably, but the rest of it's just bad behavior. It's just, you know, it's just childish behavior, and I think the voters have to decide if that's the guy they want. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't know about it 10 years ago, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, you know, and Dean, you make a good point, and I'm really torn on this one. Usually I can come up with my thoughts on this one and be pretty strong about it. It's hard for me in this case because with Roy Moore, it's easy. I say, hey, look, he's been accused of a lot of things. We don't have videotape. We don't have photos. We just don't know. There are people that are accusing of very serious things, and I don't ever want to minimize that. Sexual assault and sexual harassment is an awful thing. But these days, politics is so political, if I can say it that way, that I just don't trust that people aren't putting people up to something here. Now, do I believe there's something here with bad behavior? I just personally do. But the people of Alabama will decide this. They're going to go to the polls here in about 2 weeks, and they're going to decide if they want that. The difference for Al Franken for me is that, you know, he's not up for re-election for a while yet, and this is going to be a long time where he's representing the state of Minnesota. So, Dean, I appreciate your thoughts, and I think you speak for a lot of folks who are trying to sort it all out. What do all you think who are listening this morning? Love to hear your thoughts on this one as well. You can give us a call at 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. The thing that just kind of chaps me about Al Franken, to be quite honest with you, is he was so smug during these Senate hearings where he's grilling people from the Republican Party about their things, and now he's kind of getting it coming right back to him. So I guess turnabout's fair play. Be back with more on What's in Your Mind right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Tayo Tioga Chamber of Commerce are proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga is a growing community with great schools, new housing, a golf course, theater, plus new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle with your family and raise your kids because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Find out more at TiogaND.net. That's TiogaND.net. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennin today on the What's on Your Mind radio program. Good to have you along with us, friends. For this program, broadcast statewide on four stations every day, and we're glad to be here for you every weekday. Scott enjoying a little family time today, so filling in for him and glad to do that here this morning. If I've not had a chance to meet you before, well, nice to meet you today. I do a drive time morning news program in Fargo between 6 and 8:30 a.m. every day. Normally it's school boards and city councils and local news. Don't get a lot into the national politics, but every so often when the storylines are good, we head that way. But good to have you with us for the What's on Your Mind program here this morning. We've been asking you a little bit, what should Al Franken do? And he's been accused now by four different women of some sort of improprieties with them. And there are four. There may be others that might come forward. This might be all. We don't really know. And I asked our good producer Nolan Schmidt to see if he could find out when is Al Franken's term up in the Senate, and it's 2020. So that's interesting to me because he's got a while to go. If he was up for re-election next year, it might be easier to say, well, let's let this go a year, and then you know the voters of Minnesota can decide. Because ultimately, it should be voters that would decide. But I don't know that we've got a process for recall elections in U.S. Senate. Maybe we do in Minnesota, and I'm just not aware of it. So can Al Franken be successful? Can he be effective for his constituents over the next, you know, really now we're talking about a little more than 2 years. So that's a long amount of time there. Steve from Minot wants to weigh in on today as on this particular issue. Steve, welcome to the program. What do you think?
Yep, I think Al Franken should resign. And I think Mitch McConnell and the other ones who are calling for Roy Moore to resign should be calling for the same thing with Al Franken. And if not, I mean, that just shows the hypocrisy of politics. But he should resign, John Conyers should resign, and all the rest of them guys that our tax dollars paid to hush money to keep all the accusers quiet should be resigning.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve, finish up.
Yeah, no, that's my opinion. All them guys should be resigning.
Yeah, Steve, I hear you. And boy, you are right about $17 million of my money, your money, all of our money has gone to this slush fund in D.C. to cover these things, basically cover these things up and settle these disputes. Now, if you've done something wrong, it shouldn't be on the taxpayers to bail you out or pay that settlement. That should be a personal thing. And that's been one of the biggest storylines, I think, in this whole discussion. It's been really frustrating. As much as we're spending, friends, we're $20 trillion in debt as a country. We're not broke. We're worse than broke. And so when we're talking about, well, let's spend another $15, $17 million to basically make these sexual assaults and these sexual harassment allegations go away, man, that's difficult for me to swallow. The interest, have you ever gone to that usdebtclock.org, that website, usdebtclock.org? It shows as the interest continues to accrue on the debt how it grows. And it's like $10,000 a second. Now, I don't know about you, but in my world, $10,000 is a lot of money. That's the interest that's piling up on the debt. And if that doesn't make you mad, what we're doing to our children and our grandchildren is criminal. That someday we're going to leave them with this tax bill, and they're going to look at us and go, Granddad, what were you doing? You just kept spending money on things, and we didn't have the money. You know, when you're in between jobs, you don't go buy a lake place. And that's kind of what I feel like we've done with public spending. And I hope that, sorry, I'm drifting off to another subject altogether, but you get me talking about tax money and how we spend money so recklessly in government. And it's so easy to spend the money because it doesn't have a face, right? Who's paying for that $17 million in D.C.? What do you think they think about when they pay $17 million to cover up things? They don't know. There's no face to that money. Well, I'm the face. You're the face as you listen to it. And we need to get serious about lawmakers and electing people that will watch that. That's not a Democrat or a Republican idea. That's a common sense idea. That we shouldn't be saddling our kids with trillions We're not talking about millions or even billions. You know, it's 1,000 million to get a billion, 1,000 billion to get a trillion. This is egregious money. And I appreciate Steve's comments this morning weighing in on this. Also, Mike from Perham wants to leave. He left a message on our recorder line a little bit ago. What's on your mind, Mike?
I really believe that Al Franken, he's going to be saved by the Democrats. They're going to circle the wagons, and they're going to save one of their own. They're going to do for him just like they did for Bill Clinton. And Franken talks about women's rights. Well, how about all the women that were either raped or molested by Bill Clinton? And then Hillary comes out and says they have a right to be believed, yet she vilified them and trashed their reputations.
Thank you, Mike from Perm, for your comments here this morning on the program. If you've got something to say about this, we'd love to hear from you. Al Franken, I call him Al Franken way too often. I'm not really sure why that is. Al Franken is going to be in office. He's up for re-election in 2020, so he's got a ways to go. Is that the kind of person, and thanks to those of you who've been calling in from Minnesota today and giving us your thoughts on this, is that the kind of person you want representing you for the next couple of years? Do you feel differently about the Roy Moore situation versus Al Franken? Love to hear from you this morning at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Let us know. You can also take a call from you if you've been holiday shopping today and want to tell us about the great deals that you found. That would be good to hear as well. So let us know what you think about that. Hey, I want to read an email to you that came in from West Fargo today that I thought was really interesting. And this is someone who said, hey, Steve, can you talk about this on the show today? His name is Dean, and he said, Steve, I sent a letter to the forum editorial page regarding Wednesday's West Fargo Pioneer article. It went like this. Dear editor, an article in your companion publication, the West Fargo Pioneer, featured the Cheyenne Mustang all-male teenage boy testosterone-producing, highly aggressive, powerlifting, protein-consuming, macho wrestling team, and its sole female wrestler. In the age of sexual harassment, the grappling nature of a wrestling mat makes this arrangement unfair for both male and female athletes, especially regarding out-of-town meets with unknown competitors. These athletes are still in the developmental stages of their physical body as well as their emotional psyche. Sanctioning the mixing of adolescent male and adolescent female wrestlers is not only irresponsible, it is just one Al Franken away from a district-wide lawsuit. For the good of the children and the financial well-being of the tax dollar supported school district, it's an activity that should be discontinued and replaced with gender segregated wrestling. Signed, Dean from Leonard, North Dakota. Dean, thank you for that email. This is a very interesting concept. Female wrestling and all female teams is pretty common out on the East Coast. If you go out to Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, wrestling out there is super huge, and there are all women's teams. I worked in the sports media industry for a number of years. I can tell you the guys hate it when they get matched up with a girl because they don't know what to do. It's like, I feel guilty for wrestling with her, putting my hands on her, but it's what I have to do, and that's a very difficult thing. Really good comments for you, Dean. What do you think? Let us know about that, and we'll have more of your calls and comments when we come back on the What's On Your Mind show. Stay right there.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We all want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations as well. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. I saw a Heidi Heitkamp TV commercial yesterday when I was watching football, and the ad said that Senator Heitkamp had been a friend to North Dakota Oil and Gas. I can tell you from visiting with folks at some of the different energy groups around the state of North Dakota, that's news to them. Interesting how these campaign commercials come out, and I'm sure people will be digging into that record as time goes on. Good to have you with us, folks, for the What's on Your Mind radio program. My name is Steve Hallstrom. I'm sitting in today for Scott Hennon, who's got the day off, enjoying some family time here on this Black Friday. I'm live at West Acres Mall in Fargo, and a lot of folks now have made their way to the mall. We were here at about 5 a.m. to set up for our morning drive news program on AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and there weren't too many people here at 5 a.m., but boy, there sure are a lot of people here now that it's about 5 and a half hours later. So thank you, folks, for joining us here on the program today. And we've got more of your comments coming in on the Al Franken question today. The question we're asking you is about Al Franken. Should he resign? Now, I didn't know this until this morning, but Al Franken is not up for re-election until 2020. So it's going to be a very interesting couple of years for him. Will he be as effective as he used to be? Should he step down? What do you think? Let us know your thoughts on that. You can call us at 701-258-0558, or you can call us at 800-228-0550, toll free. And Ellen on the road wants to talk about Al Franken. Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Thank you for calling our show. What's on your mind today, Ellen?
I'm just saying that Al Franken should resign because of the taxpayers' money, and also if he had any integrity, he would, because, and not because of what he did before he got elected, but what he did after he was elected to those women.
Yeah, so you bring up an interesting point, Ellen, because the Roy Moore conversation has been one where I think a lot of us have said, goodness, this was decades ago. There doesn't seem to be anything recently at all. With Al Franken, it seems a little bit different because we've got new things that happened since he got in office. And as creepy as some of this stuff sounds about Roy Moore, you could say, well, it wasn't as a U.S. senator or even before he decided to get in the race. It does seem different with the Al Franken story because we know now that certain things happened once he got in. So from a woman's perspective, Alan, I very, very much appreciate you calling us because as guys, we don't quite understand, I don't think, the concept of sexual harassment and sexual aggression. It's just as guys, we can't understand the way that a woman does. So to hear your comments this morning saying what you said is very helpful for us. So thank you, Ellen, for calling. And anything else you want to mention on this before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say I haven't heard that you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. And so that Moore guy, you know, if he's innocent, very bad for his family and himself if he put himself in his place as to be accused of such horrid things. And so I just think they know, he knows what he did, and those women know if they're lying or not. So, I mean, only they know the truth. So the voters need to vote on that because they don't know what either one is, who's telling the truth for sure. So
yeah.
He's innocent though until he's proven guilty. So, and it seems very suspicious, the timing of it.
Yeah.
Pull him out and those things. So I think that's important too. That
yeah, Ellen.
Why didn't they come out years ago to it?
Gotcha. Thank you very much for calling, Ellen. Appreciate it. Drive safe today. Have a great rest of your day. We want to go to Tom now. Tom wants to talk about the high school wrestling stuff. If you just joined us, we told you about an email that was sent, and the West Fargo Cheyenne wrestling team has a female team member, and an emailer said that he had an issue with that and having girls on the boys' wrestling team in high school. Tom and Jameson wants to comment on that this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, what's on your mind today?
This incident has occurred before, and it really reaches kind of the peak of stupidity when it comes to Title IX and everything that has to do with federal laws in this area. And what, you know, you said, well, what can people do about it? What people need to do is get together, go to school board meetings, and then as a group, protest about that. And just talk, you know, from a common sense point of view of how stupid it is to have, you know, a male and a female wrestle together the way that wrestling works, as you described earlier. And sometimes if, you know, you think that this may occur at your school, it could be a good idea to go to the board ahead of time and get a group of people together and say, we just don't want this. This is not what's best for our school. It's not what's best for our kids. And it doesn't even make any sense. So when you say what can be done, there's a lot that can be done. School boards will listen to people, and the bigger group you have, the more they're inclined to pay attention. And I would really suggest that. A lot of times this starts, you know, in junior high or upper elementary, where maybe, you know, it's not, you know, quite so obvious, the distinction between the boys and the girls. And then it works its way into the system, and it is not the right thing to do. It's a terrible thing, actually. And,
yeah, Tom, thanks for...
need to get together. And
yeah, Tom,
to,
thanks for calling.
Strong and go to board meeting.
Got it. Appreciate it. We got to move along, but thank you for giving us a call. Tom, I think, outlines it very well. You know, I just think that here in this society that we live in right now, people don't take no very well. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm sure that this young lady, there's nothing wrong with her wanting to be on the wrestling team. That's not a bad thing that she wants to do that, but sometimes you just don't get what you want. And it seems like these days our young people hear more and more often that no and yes are sort of subjective. We don't want to say no, we don't want to hurt the kids' feelings, so we want to provide opportunities when it's difficult to make sense of them. And like this one here, and I thought Dean, the guy who emailed us originally, said it well. Like, you know, the guys on the wrestling team, they might know the girl. It might be, you know, they might get familiar with it. It might get easier for them, but if this young lady is wrestling against boys from another school, they don't know her. And it's just very awkward and uncomfortable for everybody. And I think sometimes we just have to say, no, I know you might want this, but you can't. The other thing that comes to mind is it feels to me, and I don't think this is, you know, some big plot to do a gender confusion experiment in West Fargo, but there is some of that going on in our society today. And so right or wrong, I think this gets lumped in a little bit of being one of those things like, you know what, it's okay for boys to be boys and girls to be girls. And sometimes there are events that and activities that boys might want to participate in that girls traditionally do, but there's not a place for you in there, and same vice versa there. So I think there's a lot to this story, and I think what needs to be said here too is that this young lady who wants to wrestle, let's not make her out to be a villain. We can have a point about the issue. We can have a concern about the process without vilifying the individual. And so many times in our all-or-nothing society, it turns into, she is, what an idiot, what a moron she is. She's trying. No, let's not have any of that. Let's just say, look, God bless this young girl. She wants to do something, but you know what? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. But I think sometimes we lose track of that, and we get caught up in our argument. We want to make a fierce argument, so we start kind of labeling people and putting them in corners. Thank you, Tom, for your comment there. Jeff in Jamestown wants to get in on the conversation this morning. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
I want to make this specific look here. Al Franken compared to Al Moore, it's two different things. Al Franken, and I'm not condoning him, is with adult women. Moore is underage women. He was an adult at 30, hanging around underage women, women under 18. Let's get this specification, and if you want to make Al Franken resign, then everybody tied to any mess like this, get out also, and you'll clean out half of Congress.
Yeah. Jeff, good comments today. I think, first of all, both of them are wrong, I would say, right? Can we agree with that, no matter what
exactly
the
right.
age?
Correct.
That both of them are wrong. So once we've established that, to me, then I go back to, what do we know? What do we know for a fact that happened? And that's where I'm not going to say that Roy Moore is a choir boy. I don't know him at all. I have no clue. But we're back to, again, deciding what are we going to do to people and based on what evidence. And so I think that's where we come back to the argument of what do we know about both. And we have the video. We have the picture of Al Franken. I don't know that the Roy Moore stuff well enough, you know, how many women and whatever. And we want to take those allegations seriously as well. But I would say we start with saying it's wrong in either case, so we kind of go back to what do we know. But, Jeff, thank you for calling. Appreciate the comments, and very glad to have people that have different perspectives here in our conversation today. That's good. Let's just kind of bounce ideas off our own brain and see what we think about things. That's the great thing about this show, isn't it, friends, that we can sort of just kind of go through life together, figure stuff out, hear different perspectives, and decide what we feel about things, and the truth shall set you free, I guess that you could say here. So we got a little more time left in this segment and the next segment as well, so we'd be glad to have your comments today. 701-258-0558 are local numbers. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free number that we want to pass along for you. The Minnesota Vikings get a big win yesterday, the seventh straight win that they've had. They're now 9-2, second best record behind the Philadelphia Eagles. The quarterback of the Vikings, Case Keenum, is playing really good football right now. If you want to talk about the Teddy Bridgewater and Case Keenum controversy, you sure can. But how about those Vikings? Seven straight wins. It looks like they might have the goods to make a deep playoff run and, dare we say, maybe a Super Bowl appearance coming up this year. Fun stuff. We'll be back with more What's On Your Mind right after this. Give us a call, folks, at 701-258-0558 or 800-228-0550. We'll be right back. Oh, we still, okay. Yeah, you're right. I guess we have 1 minute left to go here. So let's hear from Case Keenum after that game in Detroit. Vikings get a 30-23 win. Let's hear what Case Keenum had to say after that big win for the Vikings yesterday.
You know, I think any opportunity, you know, that you get is special. I think any experience you have is priceless. You know, I've used every experience I've ever had and, you know, pulled on different lessons I've learned and continue to learn. You know, that you know, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So I've continued to try to get better and better and better, and you know, I've had a lot of experiences.
Yeah, and this is Case Keenum's team right now. And wouldn't it be fun if it was the Vikings and Carson Wentz meeting in the NFC Championship game? Could very well happen while these teams are playing. I'm going to go buy a new clock here at West Acres Mall. We'll be right back after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
AJ Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana for decades. Residentially, they can help you with a furnace or an air conditioner replacement, water heaters, garage heaters, bathroom remodels, garbage disposal, humidifier insulation, natural gas, grill piping. Commercially, as one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck, they pride themselves in the thousands of buildings they've installed the plumbing and piping systems for, both in the Bismarck-Mandan area and throughout the state of North Dakota. Get a hold of them, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or call them at 701-223-3393, and they'd be glad to tell you how they can take good care of you. Just another quick note on the U.S. debt clock we were talking about a little bit ago. If you do the math on this, I'd like to do this every once in a while just so it sinks in. So if it's $10,000 per second of interest that accrues on the national debt, that means it's $600,000 a minute. Therefore, in about a minute and a half, we pile up another $1 million of interest on the national debt. Stands right now at $20.5 trillion. And again, I think someday our kids and our grandkids are going to look at us and say, what in the world were you doing? I want to go to the phone lines right now. We still got time for a few more calls here at 701-258-0558, 800-228-0550. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennin this morning on the What's on Your Mind program. Glenn is on the road today, wants to talk about Al Franken. Good morning, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to comment about the Al Franken thing.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed that not too many senators are saying anything, because I think if we look back, especially Mitch McConnell, were they in the Senate at the time Bill Clinton was in office? Because the House voted to impeach him, but the Senate refused to evict him.
Hmm.
And I think Mitch McConnell was in the Senate at that time, wasn't he?
Boy, you know, you'd be testing my knowledge of history. That's going back a little ways, but it's very possible. He's been there for a long time. Isn't that funny that the more things change, the more they stay the same, the House gets something done and the Senate struggles? Isn't that what we're seeing right now as well?
That's why some of them aren't saying too much, because they were probably in the Senate at the time, and they refused to evict Bill Clinton when they got a letter of impeachment from the House.
And
well,
you know,
I got to go pay for fuel here now, so I got to go.
Okay, all right. Okay. We don't want you getting in trouble. Yeah, go pay for your fuel, Glenn. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call today. Thanks for listening to the program. McConnell's been a senator since 1985, so going back to the Bill Clinton years. So when was Bill? My knowledge of history here, I want to say that Clinton was after that, and embarrassing that I don't actually know that offhand. But you're talking about the same time frame there. So, yeah, Clinton, I'm going to look this up here quick. But anyway, we've got more time here to take your calls, 701-258-0558, 800-228-0550, if you've got a comment that you would like to get in on the conversation here today before we finish up on the program here today. Again, Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennin on the What's on Your Mind radio program today. Clinton, 1993 to 2001, so it was a little after that. Okay, so there you go. So it was, if he's been in the Senate since 1985, then he would have been there. I think, too, Glenn, a lot of people are saying some things that, and let me correct my phone numbers here, 800-228-0550, so if I've given the wrong number there, let me correct that there. I think, honestly, too, you're not hearing a lot of people coming out and saying a whole lot about it, because I have a feeling that there are a lot of skeletons in a lot of people's closets on this deal. And you know, when something just kind of goes and goes and goes, and it's just sort of the accepted way of life, and, oh, yeah, we've got a fund here. If you get somebody that gives you a bad time, you can set up a thing, and it stays, you know, closed to the public, and nobody really knows about it. Well, human tendency is you're going to take some more chances and maybe be a little sloppier and try to get away with stuff you shouldn't. So that can certainly happen, and I think that's why, you know, you have a lot of quiet coming from a lot of people as well. That can certainly be part of it there. So Carson West, before we finish up the show today, Carson West is going to be taking on the Chicago Bears on Sunday. And Carson Wentz and the Eagles, the best record in the NFL at 9-1. Even if they lose on Sunday to the Bears, which isn't likely, they would still be tied with Minnesota for the best record in the NFL. Carson says this season has been quite a ride.
Yeah, the biggest thing for us is, and I think that's something we've done so well all year, is just staying in the moment, winning every day, winning the week. I know sometimes it sounds redundant, it sounds cliche, but it's really what we do. It's really the mindset we have around here, every practice, really every rep. Guys are going all out, guys are really locked in, focused, and I don't think we have the guys that are going to let any of that slip away.
Yeah, and isn't it fun to see? I mean, the guy's getting better by the game. If the season ends today, he's the NFL's MVP. How crazy is that? And how much fun is that? So I've been a Minnesota Vikings fan all my life. I put last night a poll on my Twitter account, at Steve Hallstrom. The Vikings end the season what? Missing the playoffs? Losing early in the playoffs? Winning the NFC title? Winning the Super Bowl? Put up a poll page on my Twitter account. Right now, of those four choices, more people say the Vikings will lose early in the playoffs than anything else. 55% of the respondents, there have been 92 votes, 55% of the people say the Vikings will lose early in the playoffs. 25% say they'll win the NFC title. 19% say they'll win the Super Bowl. And there's 1%, the true Vikings fans, that say they're going to miss the playoffs. So we will wait to see what happens. But wouldn't it be fun, Vikings and Eagles in the NFC Championship game, with one of those teams making it to U.S. Bank Stadium for the Super Bowl? Well, that'll do it for today, my friends. Thanks for joining me here on the What's On Your Mind program. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here Monday morning on What's On Your Mind. Take care, everybody.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henlon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.